Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
We're talking some football here. Don't forget, next week we're really going to be talking some football with the Bears in camp. And we're going to have the trade deadline a day away on July 30th. And we're going to be out and about at Oak Forest Bowl. It's our first bowling alley broadcast. It's our second broadcast since the pandemic. We were out last week and it was glorious. We were in Naperville. This time, Oak Forest Bowl is the place we're going to be celebrating Miller Time. That's Friday, July 11th. It's 15240 South Cicero Avenue. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. They've got an outdoor bar. They've got outdoor volleyball courts.
We're going to play a little volleyball.
We're going to play a little volleyball. We're going to have a pregame roll indoors.
Yeah, bowl.
But the plan as of now, weather permitting, is to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to be with us next week. We're going to be giving away Sox tickets as well. And we're also going to be giving away the Miller Lite treasure chest. Yeah. It's a Bears-themed treasure chest. So check us out next week.
It's supposed to be a cooler, and it is a cooler, but it looks more like a treasure chest.
Text your friends and say, look, we got to get out. We got to see Waddle and Sylvie. We haven't seen Waddle and Sylvie in a couple years. We got to have a drink. It's a Friday. It's in the middle of the summer, and there's a lot going on. There's no place I'd rather be than Oak Forest Bowl with Waddle and Sylvie.
Yeah. Maybe bring a volleyball team with you, like you and a partner that want to play two-on-two.
Okay. So we're challenging people now?
No, but like if you want to, you could come out. We're going to give it a shot, aren't we?
I'm going
to
try. I can't imagine I'm very good at two-on-two.
I used to love beach volleyball.
All right. Well, we will give it our best shot. Yeah. You're good at everything. Don't pull a hamstring.
That's not true.
You are good at everything.
But we'll give it a go.
You're also good at making lists.
Not really.
You made a list before the NFL draft of your top 10 prospects.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Where did I have Justin Fields on? He was the number two quarterback, but I think I had him top five as well, didn't I?
There you go. It's great.
It's great for our team.
Yeah. And then now you're on the top 15 most important Bears. We've been unveiling one by one. You can recap all the previous ones on our Instagram page at Waddle and Sylvie. We're up to number three, Waddle.
Yes, we are.
This is a very important Bear here.
Yeah.
Come on. You're a pro. You don't have to wait for the music.
I'm waiting for the music.
I'm waiting for Waddle to start to hit the music.
We need a proper intro.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him.
We've done how many of these now? We're on number three. He's done 12 of them and goes, here's my... He gives a good intro for it.
If I was at a broadcasting camp as a guest speaker, I would tell the kids, if you don't hear music, you don't stop broadcasting. You continue to speak because you just never know if you're on or off the air.
And we could tell people.
Or sometimes.
Look at me, Waddle.
A little bit of quiet actually makes a better point.
Look over here.
Let's make eye contact.
I am the captain now.
One, two, I am the three.
Captain now. You're not the captain now.
Go.
Number three, boys! Number three!
Number three.
More offense, more youth, and more protection for your young quarterback. Number three is rookie offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins. Second round pick, going to be thrown into the football fire immediately at left tackle. Now, lots going to be asked of this 23-year-old rookie. He's going to join an offensive line that was graded well below average by most offensive line grading experts over the last couple of years. And look, this isn't going to be perfect, people. All right? There are going to be some difficult moments. There are 10-year vets that have stretches of difficult times trying to play left tackle. But it is going to be imperative that over the course of this year that he develops into a reliable, competent, hopefully dominant, but certainly a competent left tackle. And look, he's going to have to help in the run game, obviously. He's going to have to help in the passing game, so a lot's going to be asked of him. They're also going to have to help him, okay? I mean, you got to help a left tackle that is experienced, but for an inexperienced left tackle, there are going to be moments where they're going to have to shift protection to him. You're going to throw the back on that side. You're going to line up in left formation with a tight end on that side. how much they have to help him is actually going to affect their game plan. So the less you have to help them, help him, I think the more wide open your game plan can be. Look, if you have high expectations for Justin Fields, you better have high expectations for Tevin Jenkins as well, because he's going to play a big role in terms of protecting him and helping him develop. So, look, it's a lot to ask a 23-year-old rookie to play that left tackle position. But somebody's got to play that role, and the rookie's going to get that opportunity. And I think that based on what this Bears team is trying to do going forward, developing a young quarterback, the left tackle position is a premier position. He's the number three most important player in 2021. His development is paramount.
Waddle on. Yeah, you're spot on. I'm not patronizing you.
Good
here.
Good night, everybody.
Think about it. We talked before the draft. The Bears don't draft tackles early. Leno was like a late round
pick. I don't believe Ryan Pace has ever drafted an offensive tackle in the first two rounds or first three rounds.
The Bears in general, we went through a lot. Like, they have plugged in a lot of free agents from John Tate, from Blake Brockermeyer in the early 2000s. Who was the guy they got from New Orleans for a little bit that was pretty good for Cutler? Recently, he just retired. I think he went to Miami after. He was a one-time Pro Bowler with New Orleans.
Not Orlando Pace.
No. This is recent. This is fairly recent. Help me out here, guys. Let me look in the Twitch chat, see if anyone's...
Jermaine Bushrod.
Bushrod.
Yeah.
Bushrod.
Yeah, he was a good player.
The name
Real
was hiding
player.
In the Bushrod.
He played for
there.
The Saints.
Yeah. Right. That's what I said.
Yeah, Bushrod.
Yeah.
Bushrod.
So, again... They had to patchwork it because they didn't have their own. They get Bushrod, they get Tate, they get Brockermeyer.
Yeah.
At one time, we're so desperate. Jamarcus Webb is playing that. The two most important positions on the football field, quarterback and left tackle. And they work so importantly together. And you got two guys now who are rookies trying to establish themselves. So not only is he vital to the development of your rookie quarterback, who we think is going to be so awesome, but we want a guy who's going to be there for 10 years so we don't have to go shopping, you know, on the free agent market in the next few years looking to make up for another bad draft pick.
Think about how much money you can save if your left tackle and your quarterback can both be good on rookie contracts. Now, this is a team that is up against the cap.
That's classically up against the cap. Yeah,
you're going to have to mix and match going forward. You don't have enough money to pay Allen Robinson. The reason why Khalil Mack worked and the deal was good is because your quarterback was on a rookie deal. Same thing here. I got a rookie quarterback. I got a rookie left tackle. If they can both be what we want them to be, that allows you to spend your money on a lot of other things.
Pro Football Focus isn't high on the Bears offensive line. They have him ranked 28th going into this season, but they are high on Tevin Jenkins. He saw his grade improve every year in college. He's a powerful run blocker who should also be a solid pass protector. He spent most of his time on the right side, but does have 482 career snaps at left tackle.
Yeah. Look, it's prove it, right? For the line, they want to see it. We still don't know who's going to be their right tackle. We still don't know if Tevin Jenkins...
No, their right tackle is going to be Jermaine Ifedi.
Well, we think. I mean, we'll see. Does Tevin Jenkins take right away to left tackle? I still think it's prove it before I'm ready to pronounce anything.
You're going
to
get a look at Tevin Jenkins in that role before you're going to get a look at Justin Fields in his role. So, you're going to get, and look, it's going to be a tough go to start the season for him. If you think it would be difficult for Justin Fields against the Los Angeles Rams, Tevin Jenkins is going to have his hands full as well.
Don't forget, this regime has played musical chairs with offensive linemen, and it scares me. Right now, this doesn't scare me. You should be excited. It's Free Ticket Friday on your home for the White Sox. We got Sox and Brewers tonight at 6:30. You need to be caller 10 right now at 312-332-3776. We're giving away Sox and Cleveland tickets for the end of the month right now to the 10th caller. 312-332-3776. This is today and every Friday, 45 after the hour on all of our local shows, starting with Cap and Jay Hood, goes to Carmen and Yurko, and we'll do it four times today. Right now at 3:45, at 4:45, and 5:45. Caller 10 wins those tickets. It's a Free Ticket Friday on Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Come on in. Water's warm. I may have peed in it.
Oh, no. Well, you don't pee in your pool, do you? You pee in your shower. You tell me you don't pee in your pool.
Have I before?
Oh,
I have.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not going to say I don't
You're
do it.
Why?
I don't do it consistently, but if I, you want me to be honest with you? You
it's
want me to lie to you?
It's not the ocean. It's your pool.
Well, there, I mean, there may have been a time when, like, I...
You were hammered? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. Does that mean you'll never swim in the pool again?
The pool's shocked every Friday. When I go to the public pool, there's lots of pee in the pool.
Right.
So it would be ridiculous for me to say
have
no, I wouldn't swim.
Have you never peed in a pool ever?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay, have you guys?
But not my own. Like, if I had one, I wouldn't do it. Or one that my kids are swimming in.
You'd pee in the municipal, the town pool.
I'm trying to think the last time I peed in a pool.
So instead of your pee being something that just you and your family have to deal with, you're making sure everyone in the community is having to deal with it. I get it. That's the kind of guy you
Maybe
are.
Maybe at a hotel, so not necessarily the community.
Well, you're a hypocrite. You're a pool peeing hypocrite.
Damn it.
Right?
Probably.
Like, here's the deal. I'm not going to pee in your pool, but I may have tinkled in mine.
Right. We talked about it last week about that awful story about the guy who got eaten by the shark and killed.
Right, because he was going into the ocean to pee. When I'm in South
Carolina.
When
they told him not to, right.
When I'm in South Carolina, I went into the ocean probably 5 times when I was there this past July. I mean, June into whenever it was. And on every occasion, I went in and, like,
I gave back to the earth many times. And Black brought it up. I think we're all on the same page with the ocean.
Have you ever peed in a pool, Adam?
Not in a pool, but
you've never peed in a pool?
Not that I know of. I mean, maybe when I was young and I didn't know any better. And I'm wearing
but
those...
as an adult, you've never peed in a pool.
No, do unto others as they would be done to.
I peed in my own pool.
The moment I touch the pool, it's like
you'd feel the need.
Yeah,
to
you just let go, man.
No, I've peed in lakes before.
Yep,
oceans.
Let
seas,
me ask you guys a question.
The seven,
you have to,
seven
don't
seas.
You have to be like? Didn't we do a story a long time ago? You have to be careful when you're in a lake or you're in the ocean because you may what you think is only going out may have something coming in, which you may not have.
A parasite.
In your own pool. Boom.
Yeah,
you don't want the parasite in your bladder.
But
on your wing ding.
If that's the case, then someone else
don't want it in your wing ding.
Someone else's pee might be going in.
Let me ask you guys a weird question, and I'm sure I'm going to get hammered for even asking this question.
Well, then maybe don't do it. Write it down on a sheet of paper and pass it over to
me. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
It's going to be weird. When you guys go into the ocean to pee, do you pull down your bathing suit or go right through your bathing suit?
Are you high?
So you're waist deep, and then you pull down your trunks, or at least open the trunks.
Why don't you just turn around to the entire beach and go, "Hey, everybody, I'm going to take a leak in the ocean."
No, you're under the water though. That's the thing.
I've got a loose pickle here in the ocean. Here we go. What?
I've done it both ways. I pee right through my suit. And I could have a fish
come up to me. That's what the mesh is for. The mesh is to pee through.
When I peed in my own pool, I didn't take my suit off.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's pee in your...
I'm just saying. If you're in a lake or an ocean or one of the many seas and you pull them down, aren't you worried about a fish?
Yeah, a fish. Getting a little bite?
I mean,
maybe
right.
An eel?
Or some, right. Or you may... You,
getting a bite of that worm? Your night crawler?
I've done it both ways, but I think I have done it mostly through the bathing suit. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've wondered.
Yeah, that's not even. I'm just.
No, this no, is like.
Now, since you're pulling down the trunks, you're not doing
pulling
the,
them down, like opening them up. You know, like there's usually the drawstring at top.
Yeah.
You like that.
Well, that's pulling. I mean, you've got to undo the drawstring to pull them down.
Yeah.
Or do you have a bathing suit that's got either a zipper or a fly?
You're right.
Velcro.
Most of them don't have flies.
You're not. Be careful. That camera's above you now, looking down. don't pull anything open. Don't pull anything open that you don't want on Twitch.
My big old tummy.
You're not pulling it down and letting go of any floaties, are you?
Wait, what was that again?
Oh, no, you're not pooping in the ocean.
No, never, never.
All right, just making sure.
No,
but he's the one that said he pulled the trunks down.
I'm not dropping off any kids at the pool. Are you kidding me?
By the way, I don't believe I've ever gone number two outside of, like, an actual toilet or a portalette.
You've never gone in the woods?
Never gone in the woods. No,
what?
Never.
Hole?
In my pants.
You'll feel alive afterwards.
You know this. I've gambled and lost numerous times.
You get a nice breeze under there.
One time, pick off
a leaf and
you know I can go anywhere. But one time I was climbing my great grandma Bourne, not Jason Bourne, no relation to Jason Bourne, but her last name was Bourne.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying your first name is Bourne.
No.
Great grandma, who?
I forget her first name. My grandmother was Mary.
Okay.
Mary Hawkins. Mary Elizabeth Hawkins. They called her Liz. Like, everyone in my whole entire lineage has a first name and everyone goes by their middle name.
They just ignore it.
It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know. But her mom had a farm in Owenton, Kentucky. And I still remember to this day, I was trying to climb a barbed wire fence. And it's where I got this scar on my leg. Look at that. Not only did I get this scar on my leg, I pooped my pants trying to climb the fence.
Of course you did.
I was like 7 years old.
Yeah. You exert yourself, and then you cut yourself, and then you poop yourself.
And I'm stuck on the fence. I got to call my brother to come help me. I got poop in my pants, and I got blood going down my leg. Like, it's the most frightening experience of my entire life. I'm 54 years old. Look at that scar. That's a good scar.
Yeah,
like, it's one of those scars, too.
You got a lot of weird scars. You got it on your chin. You got it on your belly. That weird spoon, the thing that was fixed with a spoon on your chin. Where is that? On your tummy? Where is that? Your stomach? Ugh, look at that. That's gross.
Yeah. You can almost lose a finger in there. But anyway, so you can imagine, I'm 6 or 7 years old. I'm stuck on a fence. I'm calling for my brother. I got poop in my shorts. And my leg is bleeding like a stuck pig.
What'd you clean up first?
I remember to this day throwing my underwear in the garbage can.
So you're just blatant. I chose
to clean up the back door as opposed to cleaning my thigh first.
You got more blood.
Did you ever poop yourself after getting hit in a football game?
No,
ever.
Never.
High school.
There's a good story
college.
About Bill Romanowski. I don't know if he's ever told it to us. I believe I forget which team he was playing for, where he had the flu and he made the first hit he made. He just relieved himself, and he had to go in and change his football pants.
Well, isn't like that how Mark Schlereth gets the nickname Stink?
No, Stink, I believe, got his nickname because he peed his pants, his game pants, and just, I think, played through it.
Was that the first thing you guys saw of last week? Do you remember in, what was it, game 5 in game 6 of the finals, Giannis came out and immediately asked to go to the bench like 3 minutes into the game, which was very... It was very unusual, and you say he had to tinkle, but the first thing when I was watching the game, the first thing I thought of is, oh, someone's got to go number two.
Yeah. Derek's done that before, and Derek's admitted it. Back when Derek was going well, he would get taken out and go right to the locker room, and he would always say it would to go because he had to go.
Yeah. You can believe whatever rumors you want to believe, but Paul Pierce pooped his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Pierce pooped.
That's why he was in the wheelchair.
Paul Pierce pooped his pants. He was there wearing the whites. He pooped his pants.
Boy, that's such a bad look, though, to ask your teammates to carry you off the court. Just
they wheeled them off.
I know, because you pooped your gym shorts. Hey, Texas and Oklahoma could make their move to the SEC official in a matter of weeks.
Poop. Yeah, that's crazy. And then so what's going to happen to the Big 12 then?
It's going to be the Big 8, right?
Back to the Big Eight. It used to be the Big Eight.
I saw an article.
Let's get Kansas in the Big 10 then for the basketball conference.
Well, hasn't Kansas beaten Texas more times than they've actually won the Big 12 conference? Like, there was some fact that I read that what it was saying was is Texas couldn't even really dominate their own conference, and they're going to go to the SEC.
Yeah, it's all about money. They'll make more money. But yeah, you're right. It's Kansas has beaten Texas in the last you know, 15, 20 years, and Texas hasn't even won the Big 12 in that span.
How about this as well? ESPN reported yesterday that both Texas and Oklahoma would likely owe the Big 12 upward of $76 million apiece to buy out the remainder of the grant of media rights agreement,
That's
which runs through
nothing.
2025. I'm with you, but it's just... And Texas was the team, we've said this a bunch, that I believe had the most lucrative television contract of any team in college football. I think that they were number one in terms of revenue. It's crazy.
All right, you know what time it is, Waddle. It's 3:45. That means it's time for a free ticket Friday. Every Friday going forward, second half of the baseball season, we're giving away free White Sox tickets on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. We've got a game tonight, 6:30. I got a stat on that game, too, Waddle. You were talking about the pitching. Chuck Garfine, who's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, tweeted, White Sox Brewers will be the first three-game series in MLB history to feature five all-star starting pitchers from the current season.
Wow. It's
craziness, right? So we need caller 10 right now. You'll win White Sox tickets against Cleveland for the end of the month. Caller 10 at 312-332-3776. 45 past every hour. We'll do it again at 4:45. Then you'll have your last chance to win today at 5:45. It all starts again next Friday with Cap and Company at 7:45. So be listening.
Yes, and when we come back, the nuttiest story of the day and Florida or Ohio. That's next.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We have a winner and we have
a loser.
And I think a tweeter who described to us something that he had to...
Someone from Twitch. Donna from Glen Ellen is our winner. So congratulations to Donna.
Way to go, Donna.
She won those White Sox tickets. And our next chance to win is at 4:45. Make sure you store our phone number in your phone and make sure you're listening right at 4:45 so you know when to call and be caller 10 every Friday through the rest of the baseball season. Free ticket White Sox Friday. On your home for the White Sox, ESPN 1000. One of my favorite Twitchers, Beck and John, maybe he'll be in the power rankings today, says, I once had to take an aqua dump up in the Chain of Lakes, but it was a total emergency, and I was on a pontoon boat in the middle of the lake with a bunch of people. I had no choice but to dive in, swim as far away as I could before I ran out of time. It's never happened before or since.
Did he let the other boaters know what he was doing?
That's a good question. It's a good follow-up.
Was this an undercover aqua dump, or was this a well-advertised?
This is why I love Twitch, because it's very interactive, as is most of the things you can watch the show and react in real time. Mm-hmm. twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Just wanted to let you know that the world's longest cornhole game is underway in Nebraska if you want to go and you participate.
I wish I was better.
I enjoy the game.
Getting my own boards. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, I have them at the house if you want to borrow them.
You know who's really good at cornhole is Cap.
Is he really?
Really good. Yes, he is. He's really good, Black.
He
said no surprise.
Yeah, no,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no surprise. Really? Why is that like a no surprise? Because it's
organizers of a world record attempt for the longest game of cornhole in Nebraska announced they met their goal on Friday and they're still going.
I want to investigate this though. Why would that be no surprise?
Guinness World Record time to beat was 26 hours and 13 minutes.
I would think with all the gym time and tattoo time that there'd be no time to practice cornhole.
My wife paid me the ultimate compliment the other day. She said, honey, I just want you to know something.
If you want
You're
me
as
to...
stable Here. As anybody.
If you think about it.
Wait, what are you doing?
If you think about it, if you watch me on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, so watch what I'm doing here, right?
With your phone.
I'm taking my phone.
Right.
And I'm bringing it up to my ear.
Oh,
I'm taking my phone and I'm looking at it.
I never thought of that.
That muscle right here for Cap, super toned.
super toned right there.
When Friedel,
that's an excellent point.
Friedel came over last week. I talked Cap into, he came by too. I talked him into coming back and sitting in the back and having a beer with us. He chose not to have a beer. Nick and I did. And he sat on his phone the entire time out there.
Didn't talk to you guys?
He did, and like half the time it was him reading his text messages to us.
Well, who was texting him?
He brought up some old text messages, and then when Nick and I would converse, he'd be on his phone scrolling.
Wow, what a
share some
guy
of his greatest hits. Some of his greatest hits text messages, just bringing up old old messages, yes. just for fun.
The greatest hits text.
We've all been there, right? Sylvie, you know what I'm talking about.
You hit it perfectly.
What does that have to do with anything?
Guess what time it is?
It is time for the nuttiest story of the day.
Brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, A Night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little bit nutty.
And today, it's Friday. Guess what?
Woo!
It's time for the Screwball side off. It's not time right now.
Oh,
but
okay.
At 5:50, when we sign off before Black and when you guys sign off before Black and Abdallah, when we all sign off before Black and Abdallah, and before White Sox baseball, it is time for the Screwball sign off. Not 50, not 100,
nope.
Not 150,
nope.
But $200 to Double J Sports Bar in Joliet. Don't call me now, because if you call me now, you have to pay me $200. Just saying, them's the rules.
It's in the rules. Not the Double Deuce. That's from Roadhouse.
Yeah,
the
Double J Bar in Joliet.
Yeah, let's do this.
I believe we've been there, too.
Okay. Fishers Police, that's Fishers, Indiana, identify the woman accused of defecating in yards. So apropos.
Well, this is perfect timing for this story.
Neighbors in the Windermere neighborhood say the woman carries her own TP but leaves her messes behind. Quote, we have her, we call her the pooper. We have lots of names for her. Said,
so she cleans up after her. She cleans up
totally,
herself,
said,
but not after herself.
Correct, said Angie Kylie in Fisher's Windermere neighborhood in Indiana. Kylie's talking about the woman recently caught on someone's doorbell camera going to the bathroom in a yard. Residents say it's happened last summer and it's happening again. We found her droppings in our yard. She carries her own toilet paper and she just leaves the toilet paper behind with her droppings.
She paper down too? Yep. Gross. She's got to bring a pooper scooper with her.
Last week or the week before, she did it 3 or 4 different yards down the street, every other yard.
Wow.
I've not personally witnessed the pooper, said resident Garrett Cupp. No one has. Neighbors know the signs even before the obvious one or two. The toilet paper is the calling card.
Oh, gross.
That's the nuttiest
that
story.
That is nutty, yeah. The Screwball sign-off again. At what time? Around 5:50?
Around 5:50. Don't call now. You owe me $200.
Right.
Do you have a good Florida Ohio story or want to skip it?
I got a story.
Yeah. Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Wow. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Bath and Body Works thief used bear mace on mall patrons.
Wow.
Bath and Body Works.
A portion of the mall had to be evacuated. A man stole candles from a mall store and sprayed dozens of patrons with bear mace repellent before escaping, police said.
Their products are good, though. I don't know about the candles, but their soaps are the best.
I thought you were talking about the bear mace.
Oh, no.
That sounds like something that would happen in Toledo.
The theft happened earlier this week at a Bath and Body Works store in a mall. The unidentified suspect entered the store, filled a bag with candles, and then started spraying people with mace.
This is definitely Florida. I've seen fights at Bath and Body Works in Arizona before. That's a crazy state, so I'm going to go Florida.
I'm going to go Toledo, Ohio.
Did they have the 20% off coupon?
You better.
Because that's the only time you ever see someone shopping.
It does not say.
All right, I'm going to go Ohio.
Police spokesman Ray Valdez said, this is an only in Miami story.
Wow.
You can't make this up.
That's awesome. There you go, Florida. All right, coming up next. You know, when we were talking about Mercedes and the weirdness of him retiring and then unretiring, this has happened before, and it's happened here before. I got to remind you, we're up in 2 short minutes.